This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome coming up at 8:45. It's a game show Wednesday. We will play Zippy Dollar Pyramid. Although, it's not really Zippy Dollars because we have a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill on the line.
Very good.
I will be there in a week, 5 to 7, for a book signing of Still Barking, which is still available on Amazon. But I'm going to have 20 copies with me.
Good.
So hopefully you come on out. Burton's Grill delivered some food here yesterday. And I think it was kind of like during the changeover of our show to Be Mitch and Finley.
It was, yeah.
And they were pummeling the food so fast, and they kept asking, when are we on, when are we on, because they just wanted to keep eating.
Sure.
Oh, really?
It's really,
what
really good.
What did they deliver?
It was a bunch of stuff over here.
Oh, yeah.
I had a risotto ball, and it was
Monday.
Mwah, it was so good. And that's me basically risking my life by eating a form of rice.
So, that's right.
It's not usually something
that I do.
Stay
away from that, my friend.
I loved the risotto at Burton's Grill. I hadn't had it in years. I used to get risotto when we used to do the Poker Open in Atlantic City, and they had one Italian spot, and that was my go-to meal there. That was one of the awesome perks of going to the Borgata, is they actually had a bunch of little restaurants there that were pretty nice.
That Italian restaurant was so foof and so fancy. They had a cheese sommelier. Like, instead of like a wine sommelier, they had a guy
just
with a cart just loaded up with like fine Italian cheeses that would come to your table.
That's EB's dream.
I had never seen such a thing. I didn't even know it existed until I went there.
I love cheese so much.
EB would ask, but do you have hell of a good dip?
I like hell of a good dip
is delicious.
I mean, who doesn't like that?
All right, so we've got a game show Wednesday coming up at 8:45 with the $100 gift card. But we wanted to get back into the Commanders. Ryan Clark, former Washington Redskin safety, now ESPN analyst, had some interesting things to say about the identity of this team. Can we play the audio of Ryan Clark on ESPN?
You know what normally happens, though? When a team can stop the run, you can normally look at the other side of the football, and they run the football well, right? Because every day you're in practice, and that's what's being preached in the building, though, right? And in training camp, they're saying, hey, look, on offense, we're going to run the football, and we're going to practice that every day. So now, defensively, you got to bow your neck every practice because you're taking on double teams. Guys getting to the second level, and it's getting physical. Well, what's happened is now that Brian Robinson has kind of emerged, and he's added just a different level of physicality to the run game, it's changed the entire energy of the team. This team now has an identity.
Yeah.
They're going to come out. They're going to play tough, physical football on both sides of the line of scrimmage. You got a quarterback who, just going to be honest, signed me up to play any day as a secondary. But when you look at him on this team, he gives the energy. And I was in the stadium this weekend for Sean Taylor's installation. Shout out to my brother, man. Miss you much. And the energy in that stadium is like college, right? It's almost a collegiate feel.
Yeah.
There's a feel of like, that's our people. Mm-hmm. There's a connection. I think it's because of the quarterback, but I also think it's because now they know they have an identity as a team.
That blew me away, that last part of that conversation.
Yeah, the atmosphere at the stadium.
I told you it was good at the Vikings game, and Draven Valdez said the same thing.
It sounded good, but just the idea that he would equate it to college.
Mm-hmm. Well, they love Heineke. Love Heineke. I mean, during the Vikings game.
Ryan Clark would like to play against
him. Yeah, during the Vikings game, before he threw the interception and he had a couple touchdowns, they were just so fired up for the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's super likable.
But in terms of the identity, he does run differently than Antonio Gibson. There's no doubt about it. He's more physical. He seems to be coming into his own. We had Jonathan Allen on the show yesterday, and he talked about how he felt with Brian Robinson going for over 100. We actually put the video up at Sports Junkies Radio on the Instagram page. It's a great story, and he does add something different than Gibson. And the guys who we were grilling at the beginning of the season on the offensive line, they may not be great pass blockers, but they can run block.
Well, yeah, they've figured out their sort of identity. And again, I don't think you could say enough about Tyler Larson, how he's settled that group down.
He's helped. But I think that in the rap, I can't remember if it was Logan Paulson. I remember hearing earlier in the season somebody break down each offensive lineman that was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them, they said he's a better run blocker than pass blocker.
Right.
Like the strength of every one of those guys was run blocking versus pass blocking. So embrace what you're good at.
Exactly.
Now, he's a great story.
Well,
but
it's easier to go forward than backwards. I'll just say this. They are certainly using him in kind of a similar way that, you know, kind of a similar way that that Dallas uses Zeke versus Pollard.
Right.
And Gibby's kind of their Pollard. And they've given him the ball 59 times in the last 3 weeks.
Well, and so he's performed.
Yes.
Because when he came back, he didn't look like the same guy we saw shooting.
He's got his comfort zone. But they're starting to lean on him more than they did in the first
two
weeks.
He's RB1.
He's only played 8 games. Okay, he had to work his way up after the injury. But he...
No, they start him as RB1, but he didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Right, but
and he didn't
they
perform.
Wanted him to be RB1.
Yeah.
It was the whole fumbling issue, and he is their RB1 right now.
Hopefully his average upticks, because he was 5.8 against Atlanta. Before that, his highest was 3.8.
Well, that's what he's averaging for the year.
I mean, he's obviously not going to average 5.8 yards per carry going forward in each game. Just try to be north of 4 yards per carry. I think it's all that Scott Turner and Ron Rivera want.
If you can get some manageable third downs,
keep
that's
the drives
what you want.
Alive. Yep. Don't fumble the ball. Keep us in, you know, third and two, third and threes. That's what they want. That's the
and
way
it's
they
working.
Want the
if you
want
to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Do you like the identity of this team? It's become a defensive team that likes to pound the football, and then, you know, like Cake said, have third and short. And they don't necessarily need to get in second and long, third and long.
There's nothing
because even if they're only getting a couple yards out of Robinson, they're committed to
There's
it.
There's nothing
so,
worse for this offense than being in second and 12 or third and 8 and third and 9. Because then you're relying on a weak armed quarterback
and the pass blocking of the offensive line,
right.
Which isn't
and
great.
At third and 2, third and 4, then you have a million different ways you can go with the
offense. They dictate the terms on offense
as
now.
As a buddy of mine I was talking to yesterday pointed out, that when they are in those second and long situations or third and long situations, they flat out know there are certain routes they just can't run because safeties will just jump on it. They just can't run certain things. And so I'll tell you, they couldn't do this if the defense didn't hold up their share of the bargain.
Of course not. Yeah.
And the defense this year has really come into their own.
You know, with this team, it's okay if you have third and 7, you don't get, all right, punt it away.
Yeah, because your defense is doing a decent job.
You're probably going to play a low-scoring game anyway. Let the defense maybe create a turnover, which they've done the last 5-6 weeks.
By the way, that is a radical shift in thinking, because you never would have said that late last year or even early in this season.
Things change.
I thought the defense was going to be catastrophically awful.
Things change.
Jack Del Rio was going to be sent packing.
But see, that's where this game is going to be won on both ends, because both teams love to run the ball. The Giants like to do it a little bit more because they've got Saquon and Jones can run, because they rely heavily on the run. Heavily. But now Washington's starting to do
it. Yeah, they also have to because, I mean, their receiving core is in complete and utter shambles. Mm-hmm. They dealt away Tony. Wandale Robinson blows his knee out.
Yep.
They have to rely on Darius Slayton, who's like their top offensive weapon.
He should be a number three receiver. He's their number one.
He was a guy that started the year in the doghouse. They had no real plans for him, but they're like, they look around the receiver room. They're like, okay, we got Richie James. We've got Darius Slayton.
Yep.
We've got a hodgepodge of tight ends. Daniel Bellinger, I think, has been out with an eye injury the past few weeks.
I think he's hurt again, yeah.
Like, they just have nobody to turn to aside from Saquon.
They want to throw it to Saquon and run it with Saquon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right. Valdez, can you punch it up? I just lost the software for a second. Oh, okay. I got it. Let's go to Steve in Farmville. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello,
hey,
Steve.
What's up, man?
I want two things I wanted to mention. Number one, I definitely like the identity. I've always been a defensive guy. I played some defense in small college. But one thing I don't like is I have yet to see any plays for Heinicke to run the ball. They're not taking advantage of his quickness. That's the one thing that
he has.
And they don't have one play for him to run the ball. I don't get that part.
I don't either.
The second thing I wanted to mention, and Jason hit on it a little while ago, my son had a good friend who played in the NFL for 10 years. He was an offensive lineman. And he always told me, all linemen love to run block and they hate to pass block. For exactly what Jason was saying, you're backing up and a guy coming at you instead of going forward. It's much more aggressive and they love that kind of blocking. I can guarantee you every lineman will tell you that.
Oh yeah, physically it's just easier to do. So I'm not surprised that they're that's tough, but you got to do it at some point.
For sure.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
They're limiting Heinicke's running because they just don't want him getting banged up, and they're just running so much already with Robinson, Gibson, Samuels.
Someone to explain this. We want Heinicke to run more. Like, are we talking about design quarterback draws or
no? Yeah, a little of that maybe. Roll him out a little bit more. Just use his legs.
Okay, throw on the move.
On the run.
Okay,
run also.
Well,
take
this
a design, maybe only two, but yeah, a couple designed runs.
Well, I'm not.
When he did the read option stuff, and maybe they are running more read option stuff, and he just hands it off. But I just think what gives him a chance at being special, a chance, is when he uses his legs, and he doesn't. They've taken that out of his game.
I wouldn't want to take away carries from Robinson or Gibson by doing design runs for Taylor.
Taylor's not that special
of a runner besides, you know,
well,
he's not Justin
a special
Fields.
Passer.
Well, not just also risking him to injury. And then if he does get dinged up, well, then you're really, well, now that Wentz is back.
Well, now
Wentz
is back.
But before, it would have been how?
I would just say you only have about 40 runs a game. Why are you going to waste two, three, four of them on with Taylor?
Because that's what gives him an edge, in my opinion. He is a subpar pocket passer.
I don't mind.
He's a D3 college.
I don't
passer.
Mind having him on the move during a pass play, during a bootleg or something like that.
Also,
but
because your line struggles in pass pro, I don't understand.
But if we're gonna do a fake handoff and have him jet up the middle like Lamar Jackson, I think that's nonsense.
No,
you can't
I think
do that.
He's
too
small.
No, I think his
a
strength is.
Times.
I think the strength is if he gets bounced out of the pocket. That's when you.
Bounce out. They designed rollouts.
I might do it once.
Couple read options.
But I'm not doing it 5-7 10 times. No way.
I think he could have five.
I don't
five
think
runs
in his past, though, that they really designed that many runs for him. Is that he would scramble a little bit more when he was pressured in the pocket.
Yes, and also when it breaks down.
And some of that is
off.
On him.
Yes.
It's not necessarily on the design.
No, but they must be telling him. They're clearly coaching him.
He may also just want to stay on the field. Because his rap was he would get injured in the past.
But he didn't. He lasted 16
right.
games.
Part of it is he's not
just
running as often.
No, he ran more last year than this year.
I don't know.
Takes one hit.
I'm pretty sure. That's my instinct.
He only has 21 carries for 61 yards.
I think he ran more last year.
I just don't think they want
to
put him in harm's way, man.
He had to have run more last year.
I think they've decided that we're going to minimize the quarterback as much as we can, and we're just going to pound it and – I think it's the way to go.
He also tends to fumble a little bit, so if he takes a hit, a couple hit, I mean, he gives the ball up. I'd rather Robinson.
And also, I don't have numbers on this, but maybe his accuracy dips even worse when he's on the move. I don't know that. Maybe on rollouts and
It's hard to dip much lower than his 60. Accuracy. Let's go to Nick.
Man, he likes to take shots at Heineke.
By the way, I love his heart.
I just don't think he's that talented. I love his heart.
Heineke's at 60.8. Carson's at 62.1.
Right.
So there's not a huge difference.
There's not, but he's worse.
He's worse, but not by much.
Correct. Nick. And he can't make
Nick, what's
three
up?
Quarters of the throws that Carson can. Nick.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Passing
football is pretty. There's no doubt about it. But there's nothing better, I don't think, as a fan than watching your team just impose its will on the defense and pick up, you know, 4.5 yards at a pop. And the best thing about that, I think, is that we've got a great defense, no doubt. The longer we stay on the field, obviously, the less our defense has to play, and the fresher they are late in the game. I mean, I was so shocked on Sunday at how quickly that first half went by. I mean, I looked at the clock. I'm like, I couldn't believe it was about an hour. Less than an hour. Yeah, exactly. About an hour for the first half. I mean, that was amazing. And yeah. I just think I love the identity. I love it. I love running the ball. I love having a stout defense that stops the run. I think it's a great identity.
EB, just to give you your stats on Heineke. Last year, 16 games played. He ran the ball 60 times for 313 yards, averaged about 5.2 yards per run, but that was just 3.75 times per game, less than four. This year, six games, got 21 for 61, not running as far, 2.9 yards per run, but 3.5. So, I mean, it's a marginal difference. He's basically running about the exact same amount of times as he did last season.
Doesn't seem like he's certainly not as productive with it.
Hasn't been as productive, but... You know, both seasons.
I feel
last
like,
year and this year less than
more of the same. And I don't have a problem with him bouncing and all right, I can get 8 yards or 10 or 12. Yes. Run to the sideline. Don't take the hit.
He has that ability. Remember we rolled out.
But I wouldn't do design.
We know he dove for the pylon in the playoffs.
Right, that's what made him special.
I wouldn't do multiple design quarterback draws stuff like. I wouldn't do that.
A couple,
with him. All right, maybe one. You know, on a third and long or something, but I don't know if I would do that with him.
He can't beat you with his arm. They know that. That's why they're handing off 100 times.
Well, that's how you're beating teams is with the running game.
They completely
and the defense.
They completely changed their approach.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and I think they should stay with it, even when Wentz comes back.
I think they will. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is inevitable.
I mean, they're not the Chiefs.
No. They're far from the Chiefs or the Bills.
Yeah, but passing is way down in the NFL this year. It's the lowest it's been since 2009.
I don't like that.
Because it's cyclical and all the teams don't have big, beefy defensive tackles.
That's Ron's argument.
Yeah, so now teams are running the ball up the middle.
Well, and also, you've seen this over the last few years, teams are going with two RBs. Remember 10, 12, 15 years ago, you always just had one guy going?
Yeah, workhorse. You had a guy who would carry the ball 25 or 30 times.
That's exactly what Ron's been saying.
Now it's different. You have a kind of a bulldozer back, and then you got that scat back who can do, you know, kind of what Washington has.
There's a few exceptions, like Derrick Henry, but for the most part, every team employs two, sometimes three running backs.
Yep. You know, when you talk about running, though, I just looked at one stat. Yep. Taylor Heineke's only fumbled twice, so you can say he's fumbling all the time. One time he was crushed on the blind side.
Well,
I don't remember
year.
The second one. Carson Wentz fumbled six times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there are other reasons we haven't talked about that much that they're sticking with Taylor. Less turnovers. Even though I do think he throws a lot of turnover-worthy balls, he's gotten away with a lot.
You don't but think that he does that.
I know that.
Yeah.
But he's fumbled it less.
Yeah.
He's not coughing it up. And part of that might be not running.
He has some attributes. Not all total negative. Although, if you looked at somebody at the point of the play, what is the stat on what their
EPA? It's a very confusing stat.
It's like negative. Mm-hmm. In other words, their efficiency passing is brutally awful.
And yet, he has a better QBR than Carson Wentz this season.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He's not rated higher on PFF. So I mean,
you can look at a bunch quarterback rating. There's a bunch
quarterback rating too.
Let's see.
Here's what it is.
Yeah, currently they're near the bottom. They're probably 22nd in the league in passing per game, yards per game.
Thank God, they have Terry.
Remember, we're giving away a $100 Burton's Grill gift card coming up at 8:45 on a game show Wednesday.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes, it's Game Show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. That's their new spot. I'll be there in a week for a book signing for Still Barking 5 to 7. Hope you can join me, but we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill. I think they have a location in Riverdale / College Park as well in Maryland.
They definitely do.
I don't want to rip through the locations, but they've got a couple spots in Virginia too. So $100 gift card to Burton's Grill on a Game Show Wednesday coming up at 8:45. So a lot of people assume because we wake up early and do the show early that we're morning people. I will say I am not a morning person, and according to this latest study, that means I'm dumber, because they say morning people are smarter. Early risers have higher verbal intelligence.
If he gets a big enough signing bonus, he's gone. He's gone.
Automatic focus. He's popping Motrin.
I don't get this because
they looked at key factors including bedtime and age.
My brain is just shot. I think. Well, maybe I need Prevagen. I just can't remember anything.
You need some
Ginkgo biloba.
You need some supplements.
I just need some brain supplements.
Okay. You should do puzzles or something.
No.
Like crossword. Puzzles or like jigsaw puzzles.
Maybe jigsaws or like get a Rubik's Cube.
I've told my kids, if you see me doing a jigsaw puzzle, it means I've officially
punted,
lost my mind.
Yes.
Like I'm an imposter.
I'm with you on that.
I'm like, somebody snatched my body.
Isn't it like reading like a Stephen King novel or something? If you're putting a puzzle, what's the difference? You're reading some fictional, scary book.
I just don't enjoy
just putting
puzzles.
A puzzle together.
I don't enjoy having a puzzle piece and looking for one that matches. It just it drives me crazy. Just the concept of it.
Yeah. According to this study, we're all the same age. Yeah. Jason theoretically should be the best in terms of verbal intelligence.
Why?
Because you go to bed the earliest.
Oh.
Would you categorize yourself as more? I would never, even though I wake up and I'm doing this for the bulk of our career, I am a night owl.
Understood.
So, like, even last night,
by this definition, you are a morning person because your hours are mornings. So even though you don't characterize yourself as a morning person, by this definition, you are because you are an early riser.
You might get the same amount of sleep I do, though, per day.
I don't even probably come close.
Well,
last night
I
was up until midnight.
Okay, but you take naps.
Sometimes. I didn't take a nap yesterday.
But you take naps multiple times per week. And sometimes you take massive naps. You texted
sometimes.
The other day, I'm going to take a massive nap.
I did, but I didn't, unfortunately.
I don't sleep as well as you think, guys.
Well, really you might
don't.
Not sleep
I sleep hard from, you know, call it 8:30 to midnight, maybe 1. But then I'm up at 1, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm up from 1 to 4, basically. I mean, I'm in bed, but I'm up.
That's kind of weird.
And I'll doze in and out, but I don't sleep hard for 8 hours. That's a misconception.
I tend to sleep hard.
Most people don't.
I don't wake up a bunch in the middle of the night.
That's different.
Other than, guess what? I've got a little kid that does. It's like the other night I was up.
When I say never, I never take naps.
Yeah, that's good.
Because my body just isn't tired. And I feel like if I take a nap, I hate the way I feel when I wake up from naps.
Oh, I feel silly when I wake up from a nap.
I try not to take naps. If I'm busy, I don't take a nap.
Love them.
Yeah, I don't.
If I'm busy, I'm not taking a nap. But this year, I can't remember.
I can't remember the things that I used to be able to remember, you know, with the quickness.
My brain is so
foggy. I could fire off names.
Like, you know how Cakes is so good at that, like real quick? Yeah. Real quick with that?
Yeah, I need some supplements. I need to. Someone hook me.
No, I don't think. I think you're doomed.
Hey,
I think it's already over.
You might be right.
A little haggard, a little cross country flight going on, a little video shoot action.
No, that was just Cakes being anxious.
A little bit wrong.
That was.
But like,
15 years ago?
If we played a trivia game.
15 years ago, probably.
I could know the answer, just like Cakes knows the answer, but he'll say it faster.
Yeah.
I'll probably buzz in quicker.
He buzzes in really quick.
Yeah.
He's a quick buzzer.
Well, the other thing is, some people, I think it's what you value in terms of being important, in terms of memory, right? Some people would be able to remember the last 7 games of the Commanders, rip them off just like that.
Yeah.
Right? They've won 6 out of 7. They'd be like, okay, they played this team, then they played that, and then, like, mm-hmm. It doesn't work for me like that. My son, though, young, he's into sports. Like, he remembers everything.
Yeah, but you used to remember everything when you were younger.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he cared about it more.
Yeah, but also I
just remember this. In college, probably in high school, I could rattle off starting lineups for every baseball team.
Ugh. Sure.
I could do that for every team. Yuck. I remember being in a party with some friends, and my buddy Joey was like, you won't believe it. He can name the starting lineup for the Royals
right now. Party trick.
And the guy said, no way.
It's like the worst party guys in the world.
Yeah, no, it was. But I didn't want to, but he said, you won't believe it. Right. He can name the starting lineup for the Royals.
Freddie Patek, shortstop.
And I went, boom, 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 boom. I couldn't do that now.
Yeah. Well, I used to be
John Mayberry.
I used to be able to name.
You can barely do it for the Nats.
You'd show me a baseball card. I know who it was. Mm-hmm. Just not because I knew every player per se, but I knew it from the cards. I had like a memory of it. And I could tell you the card number from many of them. Like, oh, that was number 700 in the top series in 1983.
Meanwhile, during the break, I had to explain to Drab T-shirt the difference between the band Sticks and who he called Nicky Sticks. It's not Nicky Sticks. It's Nicky Six from Motley Crue.
Why were you talking about Sticks?
Because it was the
that's Coach Wild.
Lou Graham. I know he asked you something about Lou Graham.
Well, I told him he should know who Lou Graham is because he's the lead singer of Foreigner for so many years. He had no clue.
I said that sounds like a 1940s blues artist.
I also wouldn't have had
a
clue.
But again, that's a little before your time.
I don't care about Foreigner. I'm still good at, though, like, if I look at a box score at night, I'll remember it the next day.
But here's what I would say. You're not a morning person.
No.
You're not a morning. I would say I am a morning person, although now I like to sleep. But I got up because I was raised doing papers. I used to get up at 4:30 when I was 13.
Well, I did too, but it didn't mean I liked it.
I've adapted.
I always say, and I think I wrote about this in the book a little bit, Cakes and I went to the latest high school. The latest high school probably in the country.
Beautiful.
I know in Prince George's County. We started high school at 9:30. So then in high school, you begin kind of this jaded life where I delivered papers and I would deliver the papers, had to be delivered by 6:30. And then I would go back to sleep for like an hour and a half and then scramble to get to the bus stop, right?
Sure.
But then you go to college, you sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we became a nighttime show, slept in for 5 years.
I will never live down the horror of doing the Sunday morning inserts for the Washington Post.
Oh, those were the worst.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst bit ever. You had to take. Now, this is the younger people listening, we're not going to understand this. But the Sunday paper used to be this thick. It used to be like the Sears catalog. And you used to have to put the comics inside another section of the paper and wrap it all together and stuff it in a bag. And I wanted to hang myself with piano wire every Saturday night.
I'll say this.
I had to do it.
I will say
it
that I also think that now at my age with what I've got going on in my life, there's just too much. There's so much information overload. There's too much on my mind all the time. When I was younger, what was I worried about? That's all I cared about was
Line.
Sports.
Right. Line, right. I think that's still your primary focus, right? Well, your kid, your daughters, and then lines.
I mean, I do look at lines every day.
Yeah.
But I just have so much other stuff going on, I just can't focus on one particular thing like I could.
You got a World
30,
Cup,
40 years ago.
World Cup standings to
well,
keep
I
up.
I know, I'm factoring in
but that's
standings.
Also, that's also a product of our environment and our and cell phones and the internet and, you know, Instagram. You posted something on Sports Junkies Radio or whatever. My daughter complimented it. And she said, yeah, JP's doing a good job with that, you know, with the reels or whatever. And she said, but she did have one suggestion on one of them. I can't remember what it was. And it was just this. It was because it was the one where we had signed our contract and the first picture. She said, you didn't go to the second picture for like 4 seconds. And she said, by then, a lot of people would have already
correct
or already passed and didn't know you had a bunch of pictures. She would have gone to the first.
Right, because the attention span is so short.
Attention span is literally 3 seconds. And so you see the picture, swipe. So she, that was, and I said, I'm not going to bother him with that suggestion.
I'm learning the Instagram game.
But that shows you our attention spans are just garbage.
But cell phones, too. Like, I'm telling you, my son, who's interested in what we're doing, like, he's doing broadcasting at Quince Orchard High School. And
he's got to go to Syracuse, right? He's got to go to Syracuse.
I guess that's probably usually the path.
But he'll.
But hello, I went to Towson. Different path.
You can go anywhere.
He's an outlier.
He'll grill me for not knowing certain nuggets. Like he'll ask me almost like a trivia and not knowing it. And I said, I don't need to know it. I can look it up. If we're talking about it during the show, boom, look it up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to
To know that 4 weeks ago. They played, like, just off the top of my head, who they played.
You can squint on your phone and try to see it.
Right. 4 weeks ago, the Vikings or something. Who are we talking about, the Wizards or the
Commanders? Yeah. They played the Vikings 3 weeks ago, I think.
I don't need to know it because my life is funded by this silly personality.
Actually, 4 weeks ago was the Vikings, you're right.
It's not knowledge-based.
No, it's charisma.
Yes, it's all charisma. That charisma just oozing from my body.
This show is personality-driven.
Sorry. So I don't know if this is true or not. The one thing I'll say, I do think morning people accomplish more. Well, because you'll get up. This is not me, so I would not categorize them something. But some morning people, they get up and they've got their to-do list, right? And a lot of people are still sleeping and they start knocking it out.
I'm sitting next to two big Terps.
Well, I don't know.
Terps 96 recruiting class.
I see Elon Musk tweeting all throughout the night when I wake up in the morning. He's got 100 tweets that came through from midnight through 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. So.
But he's got to be sleeping at some point, but he's probably not sleeping a lot.
Well, yeah, those guys. He's got to be a morning person.
Well, no, but I think it's true.
Generally speaking.
A lot of people, a lot of geniuses
like
work
Tiger,
nighttime stuff.
John
a lot of those
Gruden,
guys just don't sleep.
They don't. They sleep like 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
Like I think Bill Clinton was known for sleeping like 3 hours a night.
Yeah. I think a lot of those are really, really smart guys, but I do think it cuts down on your life expectancy. There's no
way. Oh, it can't be good for you.
There's no way you can live a full life sleeping 4 hours a day.
But I know personally, even though I've done this show for a long time as a morning person, I'll go back to when I was in school and like law school. I could crank out a nice brief, a 12-page brief, start at 9 p.m., finish it by 6 a.m.,
you're about to cram
and then
sessions.
Just sleep the next day. I don't have a problem staying up at night. I had to put myself to bed last night. Like I could have kept watching the Caps.
But you know what? I might actually
change
my opinion.
And you did not take a nap yesterday?
Did not.
I think Jason
might surprising.
Be, he might be a morning person because, like, when you're on vacation, you still get up at, like, 7 a.m.
Well, yeah, that's just because that's you know, muscle memory.
Yeah, I think that's, you're a morning
and
person.
And he's getting old. The older you get, the less you sleep. And the,
I mean, I've been getting up early for 20 years.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah, but during the Thanksgiving break, which was just 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, by the time I hit Sunday, I was waking up, like, at 9:15. 9:30.
Oh, I wasn't getting downstairs until 10 or 11. 10 or 11. Because it was all catch up sleep. It's all just catch up exhaustion. I'm falling asleep on the couch out here twice a week. I can't.
You're monopolizing the producer's hang spot.
I will also say this, and you guys don't have, but Kix does. But when you have a dog, okay, you can't just sleep until 10 or 11. The dog wants to go out, so the dog gets me up. Even if I want to stay in bed, the dog gets me up.
Can you get a doggy door?
He's got no fence.
No.
Dog, you've never seen
if
a dog
he had
again.
A fence, could you get a doggy door?
I wouldn't want it. I don't think
your
so.
Your dog's too big.
Yeah, my dog's 65 pounds.
Takes a little, but, his little
yeah,
dog.
That,
he's I got could, little rat dogs. They're
yeah,
barely dogs.
Yeah.
But my dogs, my dog will get me up. Yeah. She'll jump out of the bed. She'll come over. She'll paw me. And mm-hmm. then if I don't get up then, she barks.
Well, why don't you get your wife to do it? Why don't you get T?
Well, sometimes she does.
Deep down, he likes it. Yeah. It's cool.
I hooked the dog. Yeah. I mean, dog.
It's his companion. It's his
the dog has to go to the bathroom.
What's
got
the expiration date on this dog? How old are you?
I don't even want to think about that.
He'll replace it. It's always
I don't even
want
to think about the expiration date. That's going to be a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad
day. It sucks. Yeah. Never fun.
All right, coming up next, it is Game Show Wednesday. Your chance to win a $100 gift card to Burton's Grill. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play Zippy Dollar Pyramid here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a Game Show Wednesday, Cakes.
Brought to you by our good friends at MGM National Harbor. The Poker Room is running an amazing promo a week from tomorrow, December 8th. The six-year anniversary celebration poker giveaway from 8:15 a.m. until 10:15 p.m. How about a $6,000 hot seat every 2 hours and a $500 hot seat every 10 minutes.
Wow.
What? That is amazing. So be sure to make it out to MGM National Harbor a week from tomorrow. That's December 8th. I would get there super, super, super early if I were you. That's what I would do. And that's what I will do. I took that day off. And
nice.
I will be rooted in my seat nice and early trying to get one of those hot seats.
Well, you can also join me in a week. 5 to 7 at Burton's Grill in Gaithersburg, which is now open, and they have given us a $100 gift card to give away here on a Game Show Wednesday.
It's very nice.
I'll be there 5 to 7 p.m. next Wednesday for a book signing. Right now, we're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid, where listeners have to figure out six categories in 60 seconds.
Yep. Ooh.
First person to do that will win the prize.
Fantastic.
We have three sets of categories, so if we don't get a winner in three,
let me do the old
we will do
caller.
The old caller 10
That's the way it works.
Later in the show.
Yes, correct.
All right, let's go to Mike in Bethesda. First crack at it. Hey, Mike.
What's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Mike.
Mike, who would you like to choose as your partner in Zippy Dollar Pyramid?
Need a partner?
JP.
All right. Should I use your categories?
Yeah, we'll use mine.
Uh-oh.
I have a list of six, and I'm handing it to JP. We will start the clock as soon as JP gives the first.
Let me just make sure I can read
clue.
Your writing.
I wrote very neatly, I believe.
Ooh.
That's solid penmanship.
This first one is tough for me.
All right, give the first clue, and then we'll start the countdown.
All right, you know what? Tua, Tyreek Hill.
Miami Dolphins.
Yes. Doherty, Davis.
Picked the wrong guy, Mike.
UNC basketball coaches.
No.
You're stuck.
I can't think of another
You're
one.
Stuck.
All right, let me move on from that. PNC or, PSI Net Stadium, whatever you call it. Camden Yards, Fells Point.
Baltimore Stadium.
Yes.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Falcons. Mercedes-Benz.
No, I'm going to
he's terrible.
I am terrible at this. Atlanta.
Yeah. You remember you talked about brain fog?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll move on.
This is it.
Oh. I don't even know if I know this. Dude, you got whored. First of all, guys named Brad.
Mike, you picked a terrible
guys named Brad Beal, Brad Pitt. I mean,
I should have thought. Yeah, I
mean, don't pick me, Bradley though. Beal. I'll be bad.
Yeah, cities
I just talked about how bad my brain is.
I was in a tunnel on cities in Georgia.
That guy was a good player, too.
Yeah. Let me see, Jeffy, let me see the thing.
And 12 Days of Christmas?
Guys 12 Days of Christmas. Brad? Five golden rings.
Brad Dourif. Brad Beal. Did you say Brad Beal?
I didn't say.
You can only name one
Brad
city
Johnson.
In the state of Georgia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What Augusta.
Huh?
Augusta. Would have counted.
Of course. Right.
I didn't think that was that hard. Maybe I made
it. It's hard when you got to fire it off quick, though.
That's true.
You couldn't find... You didn't know things in a Japanese
restaurant? I got stuck on Brad, man.
He didn't
even go to that.
He didn't get to the things in a Japanese restaurant.
All right, let's go to the next contestant.
Hibachi.
Right.
Sushi.
All right, but don't pick me, because I'll be back.
Pick cakes.
Pick cakes.
all the junks are running away.
Nobody wants any
Go to
smoke.
Wayne.
I might be decent at the ones that I wrote.
Maybe.
Wayne.
Good morning.
Hey Wayne. Who do you want to work with?
Good morning, Wayne.
See if he's been paying attention.
Lurch.
He's picking Lurch.
Jason's up.
You can pick whichever one you want.
All right, clock starts when you give the first clue.
You're looking at the list there. You're getting a little. This is like a cheap preview.
And this is for Wayne in Silver Spring.
All
trying
right.
to hook him.
All right, Wayne.
Ready?
Go. Wentz, Johnny, Palmer.
Carson.
Yep.
Yes.
Philadelphia, Castaway, Big.
You got a donk contestant.
All right, forget about that. All right, Messi, Ronaldo, Christian Pulisic.
World Cup.
Okay. What do you say?
I'm in World Cup.
All right, good enough.
All right.
30 seconds.
Mulch, plants, hardware. Let's see.
Home
Depot. All right, good one. All right, Bama, Auburn, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Kentucky.
SEC.
Yep. Johnny Carson. let's see. Johnny Carson. That's a brain fart.
Isn't that comedians? Is that what it was?
No, I think it's going for Carson's.
No,
he
no,
got that. Johnny.
Was that late night?
It's comedians.
Oh, comedians.
Johnny Carson is a comedian, you thought of?
Yeah, that was the first one I got.
Not like Chris Rock.
Hey, who's, hold on.
Gallagher.
Johnny Carson's not considered a comedian?
Sure, you can call him that, but
kind of.
If I saw comedians, I'd be like, Chris Rock.
I did look
Jerry
at
Seinfeld.
Dave Chappelle.
You're criticizing me. You had like.
It's a very good point.
Good point. Sorry, Wayne.
Hold on. Which one did he not get besides the last one?
The Tom Hanks movies.
Yeah, that was good. You killed that.
I mean, you gave him three or four big ones,
you
too.
You did great there. The only one I break your balls is Johnny Carson.
One more listener shot.
Well, I looked at Carson. I'm Johnny Carson.
All right. That's true. You had Carson on the brain.
I had Carson on the brain.
All right, let's go to Mike, Upper Marlboro. Hey, Mike.
All right, Mike, last chance to win the $100 gift card to Burton's Grill. Who do you want to choose as your partner?
Let's go. I'm going with Cakesy.
There you go. Cakes all right, Cakesy.
All right, Mike.
Cakes
this is Mike,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
Mike from the county seat of Prince George's County in Upper Marlboro, or Mooney Be Clutch just gets murdered.
I'm
going to
call right
time.
Now. We're
going
to have a winner. I don't even. Mike might be a dummy, but Cakes is going to come through for him. Cakes is going to come through.
Oh, he just raised his eyebrows a little bit.
I need the second set.
Yes.
I was like, I'm looking at the same clues. All right, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wes Unsell Jr. M.A. Udoka. Steve Nash.
No, he said Wizards coach.
Okay.
Nope.
No, say the other ones again.
Rick Carlisle.
You named right, we'll two pass. Fire coaches.
That was
I'm
going
to pass on that.
Oh, you're
Spyglass
terrible.
Hill, Augusta, Oak Hill, Shinnecock.
Golf courses.
Okay. Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Cities in Texas.
Lubbock.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis, Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews.
Great Ravens.
Skins, mozzarella sticks, jalapeno poppers, club sandwiches.
Appetizers.
No.
Think you buy Friday.
Just say again.
Hey, Cakes is
I
terrible.
Failed him.
Cakes is
Why
terrible.
Why don't you know NBA coaches?
I don't know. I stuck on Wes Unseld.
NBA coaches.
He named two that were fired.
He said Wes
Unseld. He said Steve Nash.
No, Doka.
Doka.
That's what I was stuck on.
Who's the Lakers coach?
But it didn't
Lakers,
say fire.
Oh, Darvin Ham.
There you go. It didn't say fire. Struggled.
It didn't say it didn't say current NBA coaches.
The second one threw me. Famous generals. What are you going, George General, Washington? General
on.
Schwarzkopf,
MacArthur,
Lee. Wasn't there a wrestler, General?
Yeah, I just...
Who's the wrestler?
This and the last one was Barfu.
What about General Cho?
General Sal. Yeah, you just
General
said Sal.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed that. You know what? I folded
what
under the pressure.
What were the generals you were thinking of?
Patton. I don't know. You just named a bunch.
I don't really know.
I was about to name Herschel Walker.
Rommel. Rommel Silly.
All right, we all equally suck.
We all stunk.
So caller 10 a little bit later in the show for your chance to win that $100 gift card to Burton's.
Damn
coming
it.
Up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.